Get Up with Mitchell and Michael.
Shake it, shake it, shake it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Richard Tinley and this is Michael Russ.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are joined with our work experience kid, the Lockie Price. Shut up. And we are listening to the Mitchell and Michael show with the plastic bags of the radio industry. Should have been gone a long time ago, but some places still have us, which is, you know,
and we charge 15 cents. Actually,
yes,
no, we don't.
No, we make much,
we're free.
Much less. Much less. Guys, stick around because we've got a pretty good show for you this evening. This evening? Depends when you're listening.
You just saw that it was dark outside.
I did,
like,
yeah.
It's nighttime.
We don't have a window.
Mitch works like an animal that when you put him in a box, you're like, oh, sleep time.
Ah.
Off I go. Mitch, coming up in 15 minutes time, we've been talking about the World Cup and animals who can predict things.
Yeah, it's like, always animals.
Like Achilles the cat is the Russian cat at
it
the moment.
It really sucks to be an actual psychic. Animals taking your job. Could you imagine that? Like, when I get a plumber, it's a cat plumber. Like, you don't want that.
Well, there's a psychic who has actually been predicting everything pretty bang on, and he's actually been doing it harder than other animals.
It's not the cat?
It's not the cat.
Ooh, it's not the octopus?
It's a different octopus, I will tell you that.
Oh, okay.
It's not Paul, because Paul died a long time ago.
But coming up next, couldn't predict that. Coming up next, all the time you spend on the internet, which should be a heap, I'm going to tell you what are the most popular websites that people visit.
Google.
Oh, no, but I bet you'd know what they are.
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast on Hit 96.1, it is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, tell me about the most popular websites in the world.
Well, you're a little nerd and you spend a lot of time on the computer, so I thought you'd love this subject. There's been some stats come out about people's usage on the internet and what websites they visit the most. I've got top 20.
Here we go.
What do you think is, like, what do you spend the most time on a website?
It would be like YouTube.
Yeah.
Or does Google, the browsers, do they count as websites?
They do.
Okay, so Google.
So what would you say is number one?
Surely YouTube is number one.
Okay, well, we'll work to that, but I'll just read a couple heading up.
Okay, well, I'm wrong.
This.
That's okay.
No, not wrong, mate. You're just not right. Top 20, Westpac. Number 17.
Westpac.
NAB. Yeah. Top 20 of everyone in Australia.
Banks.
Use the most. Yeah.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, like it does. But, yeah. But it's like, still, you're still a bit like, well, I like Macca's, but I don't use their website.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very sort of.
I use petrol. I don't often look at like a Shell website.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too. 14 is Bureau of Meteorology. So
the weather.
Yeah. 12 and 13, Google and Google Australia.
Very okay, so we use both as in equal measures.
Google Australia higher. Interesting. Gumtree, Amazon.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So we're even in Australia, Amazon, yeah, we're getting up there. Now there's a couple that I'm not gonna say, but you know what they are. They're saved in your phone right now.
They are adult film sites, would be the correct way to put that.
Yes, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
And the one you think would be the top is not, which I'm talking about the websites, of course. Also heading in number 5 and 6, eBay.
eBay, okay.
Yeah. Number 4, real estate.
Just realestate.com.
Yeah, realestate.com. So like people trying to find houses, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Number 3, Facebook.
Yes.
Number one, I mean, it's not shocking, Michael Ross, but Reddit.
Reddit is number one in Australia.
Reddit is number one.
I'm a little bit surprised by that.
Why?
Because
you're a little Reddit.
No, I'm not. I'm not actually. No. And I don't actually think that a lot of everyday people are Reddit people.
I don't know how to work Reddit. If you don't know what Reddit is, it's like, I want to say it's
a forum.
Like, yeah, but it feels like the back end of the internet. Like it feels like.
That's what I mean. So there's obviously the Redditors are going there a lot and they're getting a lot of hits on Reddit. But your mum is not going to Reddit.
But it's
she's not like, show me some dank memes.
No, exactly. And when they post things like, check this book out. You know, often when you've said to your colleague and you're like, have you seen this book? And they've like read it. What they mean is they saw it on Reddit.
Read it on Reddit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mitchell and Michael in 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast on Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, throughout the World Cup, I've been telling you about some of the animals that predict the games, the outcomes of the matches.
Yes, there is the cat.
Yes, Achilles the cat, the little Russian white cat.
The picking kitten, as he's known.
He generally only kind of does the Russian matches. He's done a couple of neutrals or who was in the group for the Russians.
Did he pick Spain, just quickly?
I'd have to check that.
We'll have to check that one. But also, it's hard when you're Russia because you know who's going to win. Like, there's no predicting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's like, it is us.
Because everything's rigged.
Well, in Japan, they had their own animal to do this. Okay. And they were a little bit unoriginal. Japan, you went with an octopus. We already had Paul back in Germany.
Yeah, the German octopus.
Yes. What a name as well, Paul. But the Japanese octopus, his name is Rabio.
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 That's very Spanish.
It is a little bit. Maybe he was Spanish.
Well, we took him.
He actually did harder predictions and better predictions than a lot of the other animals because he had the option to choose a draw.
Whoa, really?
So he was sitting in a pool and there were three baskets, Japan, the competitor, and the draw. And throughout the group stage, he picked everything correct, including draws.
Oh, okay.
But Japan took on Belgium and they lost to Belgium.
Oh, and what did he do? Did he pick?
Well, he didn't. I think someone said, "Oh, what did Rabio predict? Where's Rabio?
He was sick that day."
It was a little bit of that. It was, "Oh yeah, Rabio didn't get to predict that match." Where's Rabio? Rabio is in a little bit of a pickle.
I know what happened.
As it is, a little bit of pickled octopus. He got sent off to market.
What? What? No!
Because he was actually owned by like a fishmonger who was doing it.
But surely he's more valuable picking matches.
Well, if you were putting bets on Rabio, he was getting them all right.
I mean, I've never had pickled octopus, but it's probably not as good as like winning a bucket load of money on bets.
So there you go. They ate their psychic octopus.
He's actually a super side note. With the Japan team. Did you know when they lost, they tidied the change room and left a thank you note?
Oh, that's lovely.
Because they were well known for like cleaning up rubbish and all the fans.
Guys, Rabio wouldn't want this.
I know, but how crazy is that? The rest of the world's like, Japan, they're so amazing. They're clean. They're friendly. It's just great. But you know what they do if you get a bet wrong? They make you pickled octopus.
Must have been the Yakuza. It's Mitchell and Michael, 96.1.
Michael Ross, big fans of the hip-hop world would know a very popular song by hip-hop artist Drake.
Oh, good old Drake.
I think it's called God's Plan. Little Lucky Price on the desk. Work experience kid, please hit my audio clip.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. Oh, yeah. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Yep. Yeah, Drake. Yep. Yeah, famous. I love it. Fortnite streamer Drake, yeah.
Yes, you little nerd. But a lot of people have been saying like, oh, that's just really weird because news came out, I think a while ago, that he had like a secret son.
A secret son?
Yes. And I don't think he knew about it, but then when he did know about his son, he didn't tell very many people either.
Secret to him, now secret to the world.
Yes. And people are going like, that's really weird because in this song, you've said you only love your bed, which is like, you know, everyone's always like, oh, I love to nap. That's like a big pop culture thing now.
Yeah.
Great generation. And they're saying that, you know, he only loves his mum. What about his son? Like,
is that what the I'm sorry is? But like, I only love my bed and my mum and I'm sorry, as in like, I didn't know about you.
Well, a lot of people have been sort of speculating and apparently Drake's son is named...
Mum?
No. Adonis? Adonis?
Okay.
It's funny you said that. Adonis, my bed, Graham. So M-A-H-B-E-D.
So have we been mishearing it the whole time?
Yes, this is what people are going with. That apparently because his son is named Adonis, my bed, Graham, he's only saying, I only love my bed.
My bed.
And my mama. Can you play it again, Lucky Price? Is that...
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
What are you reckon?
Are you like...
No, 100%.
100%.
Okay.
You love playing these kinds
of
games.
I know. I'm not lying. unless all these articles are lying. There's so many sources on this. So if you can go check it out yourself.
Because you invented chicken lettuce under bacon.
Yeah, okay, I stole that as well.
For a club sandwich.
Yes, chicken lettuce under bacon. No, I didn't invent it. I didn't steal it.
And that's not true either.
That is definitely not true.
So what's Drake saying? Is he saying my bed or my bed?
My bed. I reckon he's saying my bed. Now, this is the thing. I reckon it might even be a backtrack. So his son's name is Adonis Graham. Someone's like, what do you mean you don't love your son? He's like, nah, his middle name's my bed.
My bed.
I love my bed. Who knows, man? But that's what they reckon. Adonis, my bed, Graham. So
that's
Drake in the clear for being a good father.
It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. And joining us now is Lil Lockie Price. He's got a brand new game for us to play, Mitch.
Yeah, so I love a little work experience, kid. Mate, what do you got?
So the other day, you guys might have heard that there was a $7 million jet that landed at Mount Gambier Airport.
Mate, yep. I told you, stop bringing up my personal life.
This jet got me thinking, what are some of the most expensive things in the world?
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah.
I think it's time to play a game about this, Mitch. Come on down, Mitchell Tindley and Michael Ross. It's time for Little Lockie Price is Right.
Ah, I like what you did there. Built a game around a name. I like it. What do you got?
So whoever has the first guest of the closest price
okay.
of this item wins the point.
Oh, so it's that classic, like whoever comes in first gets a shot at it. If they get it wrong, you go for the steal. That classic game show. All right, cool.
First question. So this jet would have had to have had somewhere to park, right?
Yes,
sure it would not have been as expensive as this parking spot here. What is the price of the most expensive parking spot in the world?
Ooh.
I'm going to say $100,000 a year.
Damn.
Sorry, what?
You own the parking spot.
You own the parking spot.
Oh, own it.
So for good, you can buy it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say a flat mil. I'm going to say a flat
mil. To buy it forever, $1 million.
Yeah, because it'd be like in some Dubai building. What do you reckon?
I have a feeling it's in, I'm going to say like Hong Kong or Tokyo. I reckon it's a multi-story. And I don't reckon it's a million. $500,000 to buy it for good?
The price of this parking spot is $1,363,100.
Swish! Where is it?
It's in the middle of Manhattan.
Oh.
Whoa.
In New York. Wow.
Wow. I didn't expect that. Okay. I like that.
I like it. Hit me with another one, Lockie.
What is the price of the most expensive car in the world? Clue, it's a Rolls Royce.
So it's a Rolls Royce. Is it
$5 million.
$5 million, reckon?
No, $5 million. Nah,
$20 million.
Final guesses?
Yep.
Yep.
$17 million.
Ah.
$722,250. It's a Rolls Royce swept tail.
Mate, don't tell me like I'm going to look it up and go buy it. finally, the tiebreaker for Lockie Price's Right. I love a little work experience, kid. Testing our knowledge on expensive things because he thinks we make way too much money.
Okay. What is the price of the most expensive food in the world?
The most expensive food.
Oh, I feel like I know this, but it's not going to come into my brain quick enough.
It is the greatest meat of all. Man.
I'm going to say it's some like exotic aquatic creature in like the Himalayas in Japan. I know that's not correct.
In the mountains, a water creature. It's very rare.
I reckon it's like some like weird squid sea creature thing. And I'm going to say it is. Are we going like for the dish or for the whole thing?
For the dish.
Okay, for the dish, I'm going to say $655,000.
I'm going to say that it's to do with caviar, truffles, and gold, and it will be about a cool mil for the dish.
Little Lockie Price, work experience kid. Mate, what's the price?
$417,230. This $417,000 chocolate pudding is made with very high-end Belgian chocolate and 2 carats of diamonds. Oh. It has got
what?
Diamonds in
diamonds?
It.
Diamonds?
Mate, you sound like you're a
That's
MasterChef.
Where the money is.
Yeah, that is definitely where the money is. So is that really the food or is that the diamond?
That's like, I think you can get like strawberries from somewhere that, and they put one diamond in the middle.
Well, mate, great game.
Thanks, Michael.
Might,
thank
might
you.
Keep you around.
Oh, that's good.
And Mitch, there is a case of mistaken identity going on the Limestone Coast.
What's happened?
There's this little guy who is being mistaken for the wrong thing, and he's copping it hard, you know?
Like a famous name, or?
Our little eastern swamp rat is being blamed, is being put in with all those other common rats.
What's our eastern swamp rat?
This is, here, have a look at this little picture of an eastern swamp rat. They are like a native type of water rat.
Okay,
local
okay.
to the so southeast here.
If anyone's not...
If you've ever seen a rat, you may have seen a swamp rat. They look very similar.
But they also look quite, like if you could picture maybe like a hamster looking sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or if you're from like Western Australia, like a quokka, they got that weird, like where it's not a rat.
Bit of a quenda sort of look to it.
Yeah.
They apparently, they got sort of like a shorter brown tail than a rat, which has like the pink tail.
Yeah. All I wouldn't say it's a rat though. If I looked at that, I would not be like, that's a rat.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we've just given it this name of swamp rat. And it kind of looks like a rat. Maybe you saw it in passing. And a lot, actually, they're endangered. And a lot actually getting sort of caught in traps and things like that.
Because
people think they have rats in the area.
Oh.
And it's like, I just don't think it's fair for us to lump him in with the common rats.
No, it's fair. It's unfair. But if a real estate agent was like, come check this house out. And you're like, ah, a rat. And she's like, no. It's a swamp rat. That sounds way worse.
It sounds even worse. This is what I mean. He's copping it hard at the moment. He kind of looks like a rat, so he gets lumped in with them. And then his name. We've just labelled him so poorly.
Well, what do we do? Are they
it's
like...
speciesist.
Are they endangered? Or
yeah, they are, actually. They are like... sort of protected species because they're native to the region. And I guess a lot of their habitat over the years has changed. But I just don't think it's fair. I think we as a society do this too much now, calling him a swamp rat just because he happens to look slightly like a rat.
I know. I don't know what we should do with it. Like, can you have them as pets?
Probably not because they're native. You can't have native
things. Can't take native things.
No, I needed to talk to you about that. Your large collection of kangaroos in your one-bedroom unit, I think, needs to go.
Well, what happens is I find them on the side of the road and I nurse them up back to health. And I keep them
it's very
apartment.
Commendable, but you can't have a whole mob just hanging around in your kitchen.
No, but guys...
Keeping the spices in their pouches.
Guys, if you have rats in your house, just leave them. Let them run free.
They could be swamp rats.
Yeah, just take that chance.
Sounds worse. Could be better. It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1.
Michael Ross, yesterday I was at my lovely hobby place that I like to be, my Mount Gimby Grappling Club, because I like to get strangled. It's my thing. And
there's no shaming here.
There's no. No, we're all here. We all like different things. I like other men to beat me up. It's not weird.
It's not weird.
It's cool. Just go with it, guys. And I have this guy that I really need to help me get better. He really, really beats me up. He may or may not have beaten me in that comp. That's not important. The most important thing was that he was supposed to be at training last night. He said he was coming. And then he had to message our coach. Now, I just heard this. I was on the other side of the mats. So I heard this.
You just heard it through
the grapevine. I didn't ask for clarification. I just already made up my mind. I was going to talk about it.
Is Chinese whispers when you're grappling, you like hold each other and just say, hey, did you hear that he didn't come today?
Pretty much. But more importantly, I didn't verify it. I just slightly heard it, thought, I'm going to say that on radio.
And said it to the public.
Yep. And apparently he didn't come training because he forgot it was his girlfriend's birthday.
Oh.
And at the last minute, I think he remembered just in time.
Just in time.
And then took her out for dinner. And then I saw a post later where she said, surprise dinner or something like that. So it's like he kept it so well.
It worked.
Because it didn't exist.
I hope she's listening.
So do I. I hope he is too. These facts are very skewed. I don't know if they're 100% true. I could be starting a fight right now. But I'm pretty sure he forgot his partner's birthday.
Wow.
And I want to know, like, you've got a girlfriend. You've had a girlfriend for nearly half a decade.
Yeah.
You guys are getting married soon. And I want to know, have you ever had to be in that situation? Have you ever forgotten a birthday or an important date and then had to make it up?
I've never forgotten.
I know you have. You've written it in schedules.
I've never forgotten birthdays, but as we know, like 2 days ago, I forgot to take her like to an appointment.
Yes.
So everyone does forget some things.
And mate, congratulations, by the way.
Stop this. No, everyone make fun of the guy who forgot the birthday. Stop these lies of me.
Nah, I hope it's a boy.
Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.
Old news.
The Philippines basketball team.
It was crazy. Now, the Australian Boomers, not without fault, if you don't know what's happening. Yesterday, a basketball game between Australian Boomers, two days ago night, it all came to a head in the morning yesterday, of the Philippines basketball team and a massive fight with the Australian Boomers.
There was chairs being thrown.
There were chairs, there were punches, there were cleaners punching people. Yeah. They were cleaning the floor. Like,
it was out of control.
Australians. And it was pretty intense, and obviously they're going to go into it a little bit more and find out whose fault it was and all that sort of stuff. But regardless, Philippines basketball team, they like a good fight.
They like to have a little bit of a good fight, and you know what? It hasn't just stopped at the Australian basketball team. They're actually out of control at the moment.
Okay.
In the Philippines. It's going crazy over there.
Yeah.
And we actually sent our reporter, Little Lockie Price.
Little work experience kid, Little Lockie Price.
We've sent him to get the scoop on what the Philippines basketball team, you know, they're just terrorizing everyone. What have they done next?
After their foul display at the FIBA World Cup qualifier against the Australian basketball team, the Philippines have been charging through the opposition whilst travelling. No one knows where they come from or where they go, but when they strike, it is lanky and uncoordinated, ruining such events as the Logies.
And the award for the Gold Logie goes to Stephen Alistair.
Oh, this is so happy. I just want to thank everybody. I'm a celebrity farmer at first sight. I love every...
It's the Philippines basketball team!
Oh, no, not my moment. Not the Logie.
Pensioner's Day at the supermarket.
And with all the coupons, that will be $17.67.
Can I pay you in pennies?
You may.
One.
Oh, no, the Philippines basketball team.
What? Oh, hey. No. Oh, my pumpkin. Oh, no. Stop, please.
And Cinco de Mayo celebrations.
Miguel, are you enjoying Cinco de Mayo?
Si.
Ah, is it fantastic? Oh, no. It is the Philippines basketball team.
Not the piñata.
Oh, let them go. Thank you for opening the piñata, Philippines basketball team. Jose, he's so happy.
Candy, hooray!
What once was a good old game of ball in a hoop now has the community flopping in fear of ejection. There must be some key way to end this. Lockie Price fading away.
This is Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast's Hit 96.1.
Ross, I'm trying to play a game where I reckon I can guess someone's name.
It's
on the
big
Limestone
call.
Coast. Nah, mate.
So you could just guess someone's name.
Mate, I am on top questions. Of this. I've been here 8 months in Limestone Coast. I'm so super local. I could figure it out. Couple questions. I reckon I can guess your name. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a radio host.
You good at accounts?
No.
Is your wife expecting a baby?
Not married.
Your name is Michael Ross. Sorry, simple, very simple,
simple
game.
As that.
13, 12, 16 was the number to call.
Okay, Mitch, I've got someone on the line for you now.
All right, I'm here with, don't know yet, just going to ask you a few questions. First of all, what do you do for a living?
Delivery man.
You're a delivery man, okay.
Okay, it's not Linda. do you play any sports?
No.
Oh, okay. What is your favourite beer?
Furphy.
Furphy.
Mm, okay. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
28.
Stephen.
Nah.
Damn it. What is your name?
Chris.
Ah, Chris. Oh. Damn it. I should have got that. All right, mate, you pick yourself up a Subway voucher. Thanks for giving us a call.
Well, it's 0-1.
Mate, no.
To the Limestone Coast.
No. His friends, he actually messaged me after. He said, my friends, they call me Chris. It's like Magic Johnson, but his name's Irvin Johnson. Very similar.
They call me Magic.
Very similar.
My name is Steve, but they call me Chris.
So streaks at one. I'll continue it. We'll do this again.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're just going to be giving away prizes unless you lift your game. It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. New Sport and Weather's on the way. A few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, really, they played the long game. I was visited at my door by some door knockers. And, you know, they were Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay?
Yep. The Witness Jehovah.
Yeah. And...
Young Hulver. That's Jay-Z. But anyway, continue.
They were lovely people. And I, because they're often such nice people, I can't turn them away, even though I'm not invested and I don't want to join the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to join their faith. And that's fine. We don't have to.
It's not.
We'd all agree. But because they are so nice, you initially agreed to take their pamphlet. So the first one a couple months ago, I took. And
that's how I get you.
Yeah, kind of. Because I told you at that time, I was worried I may have accidentally invited them back. And well, they came back. This time.
A second coming.
Yes. This time with a new pamphlet, with new information.
Oh, they couldn't fit it all on one pamphlet?
No. The Bible. That's one big pamphlet. So they came back and first of all, it was really strange that they remembered my name. So they obviously like took my name down.
Mate, you are in the Bible. Isn't Michael like a very...
Yeah, well, you got one of the archangels. So they remembered my name. I didn't remember their name. And I felt kind of... They're very good at making me feel bad because they are just so nice.
Yep.
But this time I stood my ground and I said, like... Thanks for stopping by.
But your whole thing that you study in your life and believe in and give every cent of your soul to is not for me.
It's not for me. I said, it's not for me. Because this time around, they said the pamphlet was all about the future. You know, and they were saying at the beginning of the conversation, they're going like, a lot of people have to go to psychics and tarot card readers to know the future. But, you know, through faith, we can find our way to the future. And I said, no, I'm sorry.
Technically, factually, that's incorrect. That's generally how you would attack those conversations.
No, I said to them, I'm sorry, but I only trust one source for the future, and that is Rabio the octopus, who has now been killed.
In Japan.
And we mourn his death.
Yes, that we picked all the World Cup winners, the octopus in Japan.
He was a genius.
It's Michael's god.
And we miss him so much. It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast on Hit 96.1, it is Mitchell and Michael, and little Lockie Price is pushing the buttons all morning. He's done a great job. We've reached the end of the show. We're still on air. Great job, little Lockie Price.
Little Lockie Price, little work experience kid. You got, what, 2 days left with us? Don't speak. Shh. There's no mic. Just testing him. Yes, no, but we are just about done. I like him. I want to keep him. He's nice. And he didn't make me sick like our last week experience.
That's where you really have that against our last one.
Oh, despise. Like you won't I've already made calls to Melbourne, Sydney not to hire her ever. She's on a blacklist.
That is the end of the show, though, for us today. We've had such great fun. If you want to hear the show, well, if you're only catching us now and you go, the show sounded really fun, you can listen on the podcast.
Yeah, it's got your favourite podcast app, The Mitchell and Michael Show, on any podcast streaming device. Also, hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page and Instagram. Check that stuff out if you need. We'll be giving tickets away for a lovely little event that is in a location. And you will know where that is. So we'll be doing that today. So jump on the Facebook page, hit Limestone Coast. We'll jump on the live. So turn your notifications on and you could pick up a double pass for your weekend adventures. Anyway, we are out of here. My name is Mitchell Tinley.
My name is Michael Ross.
Lucky Price over there. Say something.
Bye. He said, "What? Say what I say."
Bye.
Bye.